Call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, July 17th, 2018, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Excuse me, Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis is excused. Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom is excused. City staff, Robert Smith, City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Carrie Bagley, Finance Director, Daniel Duchon, Personnel Director, Elder Arduino, City Attorney.
Thank you. For a moment of silence, I'd like us to reflect on the issues going on in, particularly last week, but into this week also in Haiti. It's for some reason has not been really publicized in the United States, but it's been horrific situation with many rioting and many people killed, maimed, and it does continue today. Over prices of the government setting new prices on gasoline. And the fact is that the average wage in Haiti is about $100 a month, and a gallon of gasoline now costs $20. And so if we could reflect on that literally carnage that it's occurring. Thank you. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you. Welcome, guys. We the proclamation is going to be put off until the first meeting in August. So with that, the fact is we have no call to the public. So I will go to general business. Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $716,000. I'm looking at this wrong. $645.90.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Questions? Questions? Hearing none. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-0. That is unanimous. Approval of the consent agenda. A, approval of the appointment of Brian Keith to the Planning and Zoning Commission. B, approval of the appointment of Nancy Jacobson to the Civil Service Commission. C, approval of the request for residency waiver by Trudy Lynn on the Committee on Disabilities Issues.
Mayor, I move we approve the consent agendas A, B, and C.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Conan?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Council, you'll notice that we did a roll call vote, and that's because we're supposed to do that, and that is something that somehow I morphed into not doing, so my apologies. We have no new business, an old business, we have new business. And the first item I have pulled, that first item will be discussed at the first meeting in August. Item number four, Discussion and possible approval of ordinance 01810, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property near 131 San Jose Drive. Mr. Esparza. Thank you, sir, for being here and for helping us on these issues.
Glad to be here, Mayor. So, Mayor and Council, before you is a request, and thank you. What is before you is an ordinance authorizing the transfer of property, but let me just kind of give a little background. The Planning and Zoning Commission, as is set up in the city code, reviewed this request back in October of last year. And a little background, so if you can see the applicant's parcel there on San Jose Drive, and then in orange is the property that's being requested, approximately 1,390 square feet. And this came forward, Mr. Klosterman had purchased the property back in 1992. Toward the back, that white structure is an actual workshop, and then on the north side was also a concrete slab was poured with a cover. So that was in place when he purchased the property in 1992. So there actually was encroachment. I know it's kind of hard to appreciate on that, but again, when I did look at the survey map, there's several feet of that corner of that structure actually encroaches. So Mr. Klosterman had actually erected a fence. He fenced in the area in orange, believing that was the property line. So again, when we look at these, trying to establish if there's some sort of connection to the use of the property. So again, what this aims to do is to really rectify that situation where we have the encroachment of the workshop. So again, we have this request for the property, and I know that it's been fenced in, like I said, for the last 22 years. And again, so here's an opportunity for Mr. Klosterman to be able to rectify that and not have his workshop encroaching onto city property. So the Planning and Zoning Commission did hold a public hearing. They did solicit comments from the public. As I recall, it was a unanimous recommendation that this be forwarded to the City Council. Certainly compensation was talked about, and the recommendation was for a minimum of at least $3 per square foot, and realizing that's 1,390 square feet, approximately $4,170. Was the recommendation. So again, as I recall, there was no objections to it. You know, we notified all the property owners within 300 feet of this parcel to make sure that they were had an opportunity to provide comments to the Planning Commission. And so before us is this recommendation from the Planning Commission to move forward. And again, if that's the desire of the council to do so, then there is the recommendation from staff for this. So
thank you, sir. Does the council have any questions of Mr. Esparza?
I noticed when in reading the material that it doesn't impact, but if there's drainage, it's mm-hmm. drainage area, and there's also an alley back there. Mm-hmm. Looking at the photograph, it doesn't look like it encroaches at all on the alleyway. So I don't have a problem with barricading it or whatever. But I'm concerned about the drainage. If there was any change in that, how significant that drainage is in the
and thank you for raising that question. Again, the public works staff did look at this and did comment back that they didn't see any issues. As you can see, the alley lies within that area that the city owns, and the wash, and again, I apologize, I don't have a pointer, but if you look beyond the black line, you can see that's the actual drainage, and of course there's no impacts to that. So, and then of course you can see running parallel is the alleyway, if you will, which comes off of Santa Cruz Drive. Mm-hmm. So again, in reviewing this with the staff, and this does go back to at least October of last year, there were no issues that were expressed from them that there's any impacts by conveying that piece of property.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? All right,
Mayor, I move approval of Ordinance 01810, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property near 131 San Jose Drive in the amount of $3 per square foot.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, sir. Item number 5, discussion of possible approval of the notice of intent to adopt Ordinance 01811, amending Articles 3.1, amendment slash rezoning, and 3.2, special use permit, by adding evaluation criteria. Mr. Esparza.
Mayor and Council, before you again is another recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Just a little background on this. During the course of probably the last 6 months, there's been discussion about looking at the special use permit application as well as the rezoning. It was a rather simple application form, and again, wasn't really soliciting enough information. Obviously, staff has to do an analysis of the request, whether it be a special use permit or a rezoning, and establish what are possible impacts and if there's compliance to the general plan. So as we were moving along that, the staff did revise those application forms, and they were starting to use evaluation criteria, and again, as a means to determine what kind of impacts are posed by these land uses. So on June 21st, the Planning Commission did, staff added the evaluation criteria, which I'm sure you have in front of you, for each the rezoning as well as the special use. And again, I think it really allows staff to better evaluate these requests and to make better recommendations to the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as to the City Council. And again, by having it codified, it's not really optional. It's in the code, so the applicant knows if I were to sit down with someone, you want a rezoning, you want a special use, this is the criteria that's going to be required for staff to be able to analyze. And I think it serves everyone very well, again, because a lot of times you may get applications in where they just don't provide enough information with this evaluation criteria. I think it'll give us a really good place to make a recommendation and evaluate, just to make sure that everything, make sure it's in conformance with the general plan and again, doesn't cause any sort of disruptions to the surrounding neighbors. As you know, that's probably the biggest issue you're going to face as a council. Mm-hmm. Someone may not appreciate a new use or a rezoning, and again, as staff, we can go in there and analyze it properly and make recommendations and maybe in ways to mitigate problems that may arise from these uses. So I feel like it's a good move for the council to have this codified. So again, I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions, but the PNZ did make a unanimous recommendation to the council to adopt these text changes to those two chapters.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of Mr. Esparza?
I just want to make comment that as the council representative of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I want to commend Mr. Esparza's staff and the Planning and Zoning Commission for the work that they consistently do in terms of issues like this. And certainly we're making increasing use of the special use permit because it certainly allows a greater flexibility rather than trying to zone things in a very concrete yes, no. This allows then the unique situation, and certainly Bisbee is unique in terms of its physical layout. And this certainly allows then to consider a case-by-case basis, and certainly staff and the commission identify that we need some clear criteria as people make an application for a special use permit in particular, but also rezoning on which that would be evaluated. And so this is certainly, again, I applaud staff and the commission for their work.
Absolutely, and while we're at it, I particularly like the fact of the way that we're getting this information presented, that it's a visual thing that we can actually see with actual photographs rather than scratches on a piece of paper. So thank you for that, mm-hmm. sir.
Well, certainly, if you attend Planning and Zoning Commission, you get a lot more information that's presented in this manner. So this is just kind of a brief summary. So I really agree. We have wonderful staff support and from the county, so I appreciate that.
You bet. All right.
I move approval of notice of intent to adopt Ordinance 01811, amending Articles 3.1, amendments, quote, rezoning, and 3.2, special use permit, by adding evaluation criteria.
A second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
All right, motion passes 5-0 unanimously. Thank you, sir. And we're going on to City Manager's report. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just a brief word. Lots happened
in the last month or so. We've gone through a review of our wastewater treatment plant. We've received an ADEQ notice of violation, and that notice has indicated items that require our attention. So far, we've responded to all the 5 and 15-day deadline items mentioned in the NOV. So we have 30 and 90-day items that are left. We'll beat the deadlines in terms of providing responses to ADEQ. I would like to especially thank Pima County and their staff, particularly the management and directors of the Wastewater Reclamation Department, their lab, their compliance and reporting directorship. They've sent personnel to our plant last week to review our testing procedures, our equipment, our practices, and to help us answer some of the information that's been demanded of us in the NOV. It looks like, according to ADEQ and other agencies, that we failed to operate the plant in a matter that's compliant with our permit and their requirements. And related to that, we've had failures in performance in terms of personnel at the plant. Because of the nature of the plant and the infrastructure, we have to at all times mandate compliance with state and federal requirements. We have to ensure that the plant serves its appropriate positive purposes, and we're fortunate that the operation of the facility, as it was outlined in the notice of violation, did not result in negative environmental impacts. The plant has a huge potential to create negative environmental impacts, and we are very fortunate that we haven't experienced that, but we must mandate compliance with these requirements. We have to ensure that the future operation of the facility does not allow this kind of risk and noncompliance to occur again. The individuals affected by the performance evaluations have received notifications of the intent to terminate. This is required by our personnel policy, and they are being given a hearing in which to provide information that might be influential or germane to the decision to terminate. I'll be considering each individual's input in those hearings thoroughly prior to making a final decision on termination. Mr. Dwayne Wallace has been appointed as the interim operations manager for Public Works, and I would ask that everyone please be supportive and patient. Dwayne's going to be struggling to manage a range of issues that are too large for any one person. We hope to make this duration a very short one. We do have support from Pima County that's helping out dramatically, and we have full open dialogue with ADEQ and their personnel. I'll be working to keep you informed as we move forward, and I would say in closing that changes are difficult, but they can also present positive opportunities for improvement, and I think that's our best focus for moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Higgins.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of adjournment signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned. Thank you all for being here.
Fastest meeting yet. Under 20 minutes. Fastest one.
That one we did.